Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Walker said he hoped to see a big splash from Romney after the Republican National Convention. Walker praised Romney's record of handling Boston's Big Dig construction project as Massachusetts governor and of managing the Salt Lake City Olympics. But Walker said voters weren't hearing about that from Romney.
I think there's a lot of caution. I think the mistake that they've made is this feeling like it can just be a referendum on the president.
Walker said the election would focus on President Obama and the economy. But the governor said people don't just want to vote somebody out. They want to vote somebody in. He said the Romney campaign needed to make the case that he could be that candidate.
When he was with Paul Ryan and I in Janesville a few weeks ago, he was great. On that bus tour, I thought he was great. He relates to people well. He relates to small business owners well. I'd like to see more of that. I think they need to get him in a bus, get him around in swing states, and not let him out until November 6th. I think he performs the best on the road. In fact, I'd get rid of the podium. I'd give him a mic, get him right in the crowd, and defy all the stereotypes that's built about him in the media, because I think he can relate.
It's not the first time Walker has publicly offered advice to the Romney campaign. He said earlier this year that Romney needed a clearer platform and that he would lose the election if he didn't go bold. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.